Robert Mueller will testify before two U.S. House committees about his report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and possible collusion and obstruction of justice involving President Trump and his White House. In May, Mueller told reporters not to expect much beyond what is already contained in his report.
And the report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
Mueller concluded there was insufficient evidence of a criminal conspiracy or coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign to impact the election. But Mueller is likely to face numerous questions from Democrats about his decision not to render a judgment on whether President Trump engaged in possible obstruction of justice in connection with the Russia investigation.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office.
Oh, we had such luck.
President Trump has repeatedly tweeted about the report, and his mantra of no collusion, no obstruction has been a constant at his political rally.
For the last 2.5 years, we have been under siege. And with the Mueller report, we won. And now they want a do-over. They want a do-over. Let's do it again. Didn't work out too well. Let's do it again.
Democrats, including House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, say they intend to press Mueller on the conclusions of his report.
The president joined in by repeatedly saying no collusion, no obstruction, which is not what the report found. So I think it's very important that the American people hear from Mr. Mueller as to what he did find, what the results of that two-year investigation were.
The outcome of Mueller's testimony could have an impact on whether congressional Democrats push for an impeachment inquiry of the president, says analyst Andra Gillespie.
President Trump has survived the Mueller investigation. But, you know, I think, you know, it's an open question about whether or not Democrats would push for an impeachment, whether or not they could find additional evidence that might sway anybody's opinion one way or the other.
10 acts of obstruction. Act one.
The Mueller report has already taken on a life of its own among both the president's critics and his supporters. Hollywood actors recently staged a dramatic reading of the report at a performance in New York, with John Lithgow portraying President Trump.
But the president returned to the subject of Comey's job at the end of the dinner and repeated, "I need loyalty."
You will always get honesty from me.
That's what I want, honest loyalty.
Mueller's public testimony before the two House committees is expected to last for several hours. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.